You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about today. You know, the owner of the World Trade Center, the owners, I should say, are actually now suing. We're talking from the World Trade Center bombings from September 11th, 2001, are suing airlines for $8.5 billion because of the September 11th attacks. We're going to be talking about that case. Ron's going to be talking about how PayPal accidentally makes a man a quadrillionaire by transferring money into his account. What exactly is a quadrillionaire? I thought that was a fake term, but it isn't. And speaking of making quadrillions, McDonald's, I guess, is now under some jest having, I guess, back in 2008, given a, I guess, like a little tutorial on workers' abilities to make budgets, etc. And I guess as it was looking at what their workers were making, etc., I believe there was a suggestion for them to go out and get a second job. So we'll talk about that. A lot of money talk on today's show. So you can see we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Something, though, that's going to, I think, make a lot of money is a phone charger that will run on urine. Scientists in the United Kingdom have devised a way, I guess, to possibly charge a mobile phone with urine. Researchers from the University of the West of England say it's, I guess there's, it's called University of the West in England, says it's possibly, it is possible to charge a phone with urine by using microbial fuel cells, MFCs. Now, what MFCs do is convert waste into electricity. Remember Back to the Future 2, right? He was throwing a whole bunch of garbage, right? And it was, and so they expected by the year 2015 they could do it. Well, it's 2013. Funny, my kids were watching Back to the Future 2 yesterday, and my son goes, wait a second, Mom, 2015 is only 2 years away. Are we going to have all this stuff? And I'm like, no, I don't know if we're really going to have hoverboards or Jaws 55 or all those weird outfits. But we are going to be able to charge with waste. I really believe that. So the team tested the potential of urine power to energize a Samsung mobile device. Now, I guess they were able to charge it and actually use this mechanism to make a phone call, send texts, browse the internet, and even shop for toilet paper. They say the tests have therefore been successful. They just need to still perfect the method and figure out what to do with the smell and how to allow people to wash their hands. Now, Ioannis Iropoulos, PhD, is the senior research fellow at the university, is providing the urine. No. Compared the unusual design to other alternative forms of charging, such as solar power. They say the beauty of this fuel source, if you think urine is beautiful, is that we are not relying on the erratic nature of the wind or the sun. We are actually using waste to create energy, and the research is part of an ongoing project funded by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They say this urine power charger is a world first. Now, take it from me. I give off a lot of urine. I think I could possibly electricize or electrify the whole Western seaboard with the amount of urine that I make. They say in 2005, scientists in Singapore had actually unveiled a battery that could be activated by biological fluids. It just, there weren't enough nudie magazines around for the scientists. No. I think biological fluids had to, I'm hoping it was just urine. Okay? However, they say scientists have struggled to apply such urine power practically. In November, three teenage girls unveiled a urine power generator, girl power, but they failed to provide enough energy output to match the input. So urine I mean, my problem with urine is the smell. Okay? Brand new urine, like your first of the morning urine, the first of the morning urine, that is a very stinky bit of fluid. Stinky bit of fluid. In fact, when my kids, hubby, I urinate first thing in the morning, it even scares the cats. And mind you, the cats are the ones that usually pee up the place. So, but I got to tell you, it's potent. I mean, first morning of the day, urine, potent stuff. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, speaking of phones, okay, there was a report that came out saying Apple may be censoring our texts. They say the iPhone refuses to correct sensitive or rude words with its built-in spell checker. Now, I'm like, wait a second here, really? Okay, I mean, it has a spell check. I doubt it's going to have the cuss words in it. I've never tried to cuss on my iPhone, but they say words like drunken, suicide, and virginity, I guess, were on the list. Okay, so analysis from news website Daily Beast has discovered that iPhone handsets running Apple's latest software will not suggest corrections for words considered provocative. So, like, if you write abortion, bullet, suicide, pornography, there will not be a spell checker. It'll just say no replacements found. Well, I don't think they're trying to censor. I just think that if you spell, you know how the spell checker will automatically change what you write? Well, I mean, holy smoke, if it changes it to something like pornography, when that's not what you wanted to type, you could get into a lot of trouble. So my guess is Apple avoids any of these target words so you don't actually get in trouble. Like if you write, you know, I want to wait till my banana is ripe to eat, and you put rape, you could get into a lot of trouble by the recipient of that text. So Apple won't correct spell that. That's what I think is going on. I don't think it's a censorship thing. Calm down, everybody. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 15, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,279.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,325.92, $662.96 for a half ounce, or $331.48 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,325.92, $662.96, and $331.48.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia's show. All right, so very interesting. Apparently a site called Practical Money Skills for Life was created back in 2008 with, I believe, McDonald's, Visa, Wealth Watchers International to help its workforce, I guess, figure out how to budget, you know, come up with a sample monthly budget, how to handle, kind of give you tips on how to look at your wages and how to budget them, etc. And I guess they say the portal provides a sample monthly budget. It makes a series of assumptions that have been apparently kind of slammed by McDonald's critics as both naive and condescending about the workers' ability to support themselves while earning $7.72 an hour after taxes. Now, I didn't know the minimum wage was $7.72 at this point, but I guess the respective state that this was in, that was the hourly rate. So you're looking at the sample budget where they say, you have your savings of $100, your mortgage rent of $600 a month, car payment $150, car home insurance $100, health insurance $20 a month. health insurance, $20 a month. This was 2008. Somebody had health insurance for $20 a month, a worker? What changed after 2008? I can't figure that out for the life of me. Health insurance, $20 a month, 2008. 2013, $2,000 a month health insurance. Something significant must have happened, right? Some new administration must have taken over after 2008. I'm going to have to think about that one. Heating bill zero. Okay, so this must have been a McDonald's in the Southwest. Cable phone bill 100. Wait till they see our text. Electric bill $90 a month. Nope, couldn't be Vegas because our air conditioning is $90 a day. Other expenses a month, $100. Total monthly expenses, $1,260. So if your first income is only $1,100 a month that you would be getting from McDonald's, they suggest maybe a second job. Income from a second job, $955. Now, I'm looking at this site going, the second job could possibly be the spouse. I don't think they were trying to say you have to go get another job if you work for McDonald's, okay? But I just find what's interesting about this, I don't really think McDonald's needs to get any more of a bad rap than they already get. I think people give I think people give McDonald's too hard a time. I mean, come on. They made the Happy Meal. Can't we all just be happy? All right? But they say McDonald's charges workers who have been with the company for at least a year $12.58 for its most basic healthcare plan. New hires have to pay $14. Are you telling me $14 a month for health insurance? That is phenomenal. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. They say the figure suggests that the hypothetical worker has to work more than 60 hours a week at minimum wage or earn more than $12 an hour for a 40-hour week. Now, by 2009, the federal government set minimum wage at $7.25. So the 772 had to have been another state. I don't know, maybe it was New York at the time, etc. But what's very interesting when I look at this is what they include in their budget. I think many of us budgeted, okay? And then a lot of us stopped making a budget. We stopped making a budget. Why? Because the prices of things started to inflate and were very volatile. So I get depressed if I try to now refill out forms, okay, showing my budget, because the cable phone bill, extremely erratic, okay? If the office calls me a lot, if my mom bugs me a lot, then I'm texting her back and forth, et cetera, and we're going back and forth, I probably have a pretty big phone bill, okay? If I have to chew my husband out because we're fighting that month, big phone bill, you know, especially since my texts are going to be pretty wordy. Okay, and I use a lot of exclamation points when I'm mad. Okay, then, of course, heating bill, air conditioning, health insurance. Okay, health insurance at $20 a month. Whew. Okay, so my health insurance for our family, what, $700-$800 a month, I think? I don't even want to look. Car, home insurance, every time I get another speeding ticket, it goes up. So I guess we aren't budgeting as we should. Some of you may be saying, no, Dr. Dahlia, I budget and I stick with it good. I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do. But when I first started my practice years ago, I was told to budget in a couple thousand a month for freebie care. If insurance doesn't pay, if a patient decides to give me a, you know, the finger, and after I rendered services, not pay out the door, if there's people that just can't afford to, you know, I want to throw in something, let's say. You know, like, you know what? I really want an EKG. I know you don't want the EKG. Let me do the EKG for you, please. Things like that. Not that that's that expensive. And I remember when I first opened my practice going, $2,000 a month. I mean, I'm going to be barely bringing in $2,000. All right. But I had gotten that number from somebody who was established and said, expect about $2,000 a month of you being, of it being free work. Well, that budget number back in the, what was it? Late 90s? Yeah, no. So we're talking 15, 16 years ago? No, now we can expect to budget in more freebies, etc. And we tried to stick to our budget, but I liked having that in my budget because that $2,000 in freebie money that I budgeted out that I would be losing, okay, one is it made me not too upset when insurance would start to not pay us. It was probably one of the most brilliant things anybody ever told me before I started my practice. Because the one thing that they don't teach you in medical school is you not getting paid, okay? They teach you roughly how to bill insurances, but they really can't teach you too much because the insurance market was so changing and fluid at the time. But they'd say, you know, look, you're not going to get paid for this and this, so make sure when you bill it, you use proper codes. Don't, you know, make sure you know something about billing. Don't be a bad business person. Learn something about billing. But they didn't tell us that you could bill everything right and still insurance would find a reason not to pay. And I didn't realize how much energy I would have to spend in fighting all these insurance companies who don't want to pay. Which is why, like I said, even though I can't stand Obamacare, I do stand on the side of people that want health insurance reform. Because I'm sick of it. You know, if they're not paying for the patient care and they're not paying the doctor, where's the money going with some of these insurance companies? So mind you. But I stopped doing a budget as diligently as I used to. Once things started to go down with the recession, once things started to be so volatile, we have an accountant, we have a bookkeeper, etc. But that used to be my territory. I love that stuff. I loved managing the money. I just dig numbers. You know, probably in my past life, I must have been a number cruncher. I love numbers. But it's not that you're lazy. It's that you're overwhelmed and you're depressed about it. So we don't want to look at the numbers. We don't want to see how little money's coming in, all the money going out. So you basically start to ballpark. That's a big mistake I think a lot of us have made in this recession. We never went back to budgeting because the topic of the economy and the topic of your personal finances is such a mood wrecker or where it basically ruins your day, right? You know, and it just blows your mood out of the water. And so we start to ballpark. And, you know, so yeah, people are giving McDonald's some crap about this budget and, you know, having minimum wage and how second income, et cetera, whatever. I think they're just talking about a spouse or a boyfriend, girlfriend, et cetera. You know, if you're living together, second income, et cetera. I wouldn't give them too hard a time. But I think we need to, okay, and just, you know, plan on doing something fun afterwards because you guys are going to get depressed. But I really suggest that you guys try to do a budget. Okay, and I know this isn't a finance show, but this is something that I think we all need to kind of consider. Because as your radio doctor, being in financial havoc and having stress because of finances does nothing for your health. In fact, it hurts your health. And so nothing good for your health, I should say. It hurts your health. So taking an approach, and it doesn't have to be a very detailed budget, but just roughly do that. It may actually help you with the stress because, one, you may realize you actually are in a better position than you thought you were. But number two, it may empower you on having a plan on the approach. Okay? So give McDonald's a break. Everybody should be budgeting. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. Well, let's talk about the World Trade Center owners entering into a lawsuit for the September 11th attacks. Don't go away.
Everybody, listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedUs.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Cheely, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, surgeon of the year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze-dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPreparedUs.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPreparedUs.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
A love that was so strong. When the music fades, then you get to hear. That was him singing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don, work at the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia and Dr. Dahlia Show, respectively. Don't you hate that when people put respectively? Because you'll read something or somebody will say something, and then because they said respectively, you're like, oh crap, so I gotta line it up. Okay, so wait a second, so she said Twitter and Facebook, but Dr. Dahlia and Dr. Dahlia Show respectively, so Twitter goes back to that one and that, see, respectively, okay, you think when you speak is a shortcut for you. It is, but it really ticks the people off on the other end because it makes them do work. People don't want to do work. Well, they don't. Okay, so don't do any of this respectively stuff. Just delineate Dr. Dahlia Twitter, Dr. Dahlia Show Facebook. See what I mean? None of this respectively stuff. Okay, so the World Trade Center owners want $8.5 billion. A federal judge began listening to testimony yesterday that'll help him decide, according to CSMonitor.com, whether the owners of the World Trade Center buildings destroyed in the September 11th attacks can pursue $8.5 billion in damages from aviation companies linked to the hijacked planes. U.S. District Judge Alvin K. Hellerstein in Manhattan plans to announce his decision from the bench as soon as several witnesses conclude testifying, probably over the next few days. The building owners, World Trade Center Properties, have already received nearly $5 billion in insurance proceeds. Lawyers for the owners argued during opening statements that the money they already have received does not preclude them from separately pursuing damages against the aviation companies. Now, attorney Roger Podesta is speaking for companies including United Airlines, U.S. Airways, American Airlines, and its parent company, AMR Corp., said the $3.5 billion being sought for destruction of the Twin Towers and a third skyscraper would amount to double compensation. He said the $8.5 billion total recovery would be more than 2.5 times the fair value of the buildings that fell at the time. I thought U.S. Airways actually went under, and then U.S. Airways, I think they filed bankruptcy, and they reorganized. So I don't know if U.S. Airways can be sued again. I mean, it looks like it can be, but I thought because they reorganized, I don't know. But I remember U.S. Air went under after that, but they, I apologize. I'm trying to think back. Anyway. I guess attorney Richard Williamson, who was representing the World Trade Center property, said accounting and construction experts had assessed the damages of at least $7.2 billion from the September 11, 2001 attacks. He said this did not just come out of a hat, okay? So they said that they apparently have something to substantiate what they're asking for. Now, the Trade Center owners say it's cost over $7 billion to replace the Twin Towers and more than $1 billion to replace the third Trade Center building that fell. The first witness, Michael S. Beach, a claims expert hired by the aviation companies, spent hours explaining to the court how the loss was calculated. So the aviation companies, hired him to talk about how the, okay, I get it. It's still fresh in our minds. You know, talking 12 years ago, but it's still almost, just about 12 years ago. Still fresh in the mind. You know, you wondered what, I figured the World Trade Center owners were going to be in shock when this happened. I'm sure they would be grieving. They would possibly have had losses also because, a lot of times when you own a building, you may have a satellite office within that building. I mean, free rent, right? And then I figured, I remember asking, somebody years ago, when this happened, you know, what happens when you lose a building? They're like, well, insurance is going to handle it. Insurance. And, people were talking about, would there be lawsuits against the airlines or against the airports because of failed security? And you didn't really hear much about that. So, interesting story. Just, it just kind of brings you right back to what happened. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is a very interesting study. They say the lunar cycle could impact when you should have heart surgery because of boosting your odds at survival. Now, even though the moon cycle has been linked to human behavior, like, oh my gosh, there must be a full moon, right, and werewolves and all that, they say that if you look at acute aortic dissection repair, they say if it's performed, okay, while there's a full moon, it reduces the odds of death and you have a shorter hospital stay by up to 4 days. Now, acute aortic dissection is a very scary event that could kill you abruptly, where your aorta, the main blood vessel that comes out of the heart, right? We think this is how John Ritter died from Three's Company, where you have your thoracic aorta and then you have your abdominal aorta. Now, don't mix up dissection with aneurysm, okay? An aneurysm is a ballooning of a blood vessel. Aneurysms could rupture. They can dissect. But sometimes you could have a dissecting aneurysm or you could just have an aorta dissection depending on pressure, etc. All right? Quickly lead to death because you basically bleed out. You don't get the blood supply to vital organs before you bleed out. Now, Dr. Frank Selke, Chief of Cardiothoracic Surgery and Co-Director of the Cardiovascular Institute at Rhode Island, carried out the research and said, while there has been previous research of seasonal impacts of cardiovascular disease, there's been no data until now, all right, regarding lunar cycles on cardiac cases. He said, we focused the study on patients having aortic dissection and found that the odds of dying following this procedure were greatly reduced during the waning full moon, and that length of stay was also reduced during the full moon. Now, I don't know about you all and your relationship with the heart doctor, the cardiovascular surgeon, and the insurance company, but if you can align everything properly with the stars, why not? Okay? If you can't, though, I don't want you to stress. Now, how did they do this? Well, the first group, they said, was made up of patients having a repair of the ascending aortic dissection. Your ascending aorta is the aorta that is ascending. It's going up from the left ventricle. Okay? So it goes up, then it curves around, and then it goes down to feed the organs. So the, although the ascending aorta, you also have, branches coming off of that. So they, and we believe it was an ascending, aortic dissection that possibly occurred with John Ritter. They say the first group was made up of patients having a repair of this. The second was patients having aortic dissection and either aortic valve surgery, coronary bypass surgery, or both. Now, the Rhode Island Hospital researchers studied the relationship of the lunar cycle on patients' length of stay, etc. Results revealed that aortic dissection performed during the full moon had a significantly shorter length of stay than two other moon phases. 10 days for the full moon cycle, 14 days for the other phases. Okay? People have also claimed that cancer survival, right, could also be linked to the full moon. A 2009 study of lung cancer surgery, however, found no impact on the lunar calendar. So what does that mean? I don't know. I really don't know. But that, like I said, you know, how they did the study basically is they took a look at all the data of who had surgery when and where, took a look at their hospital stays. It's an easy study to do. The computer could generate this information. Pretty easy to do. And, I mean, if your odds are better, I mean, why not? But if they can't do the surgery at that time, don't freak out. And keep in mind, if your aorta is dissecting, I don't think you can electively choose a time anyway. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo, And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything?
Think again.
You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks. As part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I'm sure many of you have seen the story of Rolling Stone and who landed the cover of Rolling Stone. For those of you who didn't, nope, it wasn't Brad Pitt, Rolling Stone, nope. It wasn't Green Day. It wasn't even the American Idol winner who I don't think was it Candace Glover. No. The person who landed the Rolling Stone cover was Dakar Tsarnaev. Who? Who? You know who that is, right? The Boston Marathon bomber. He is on the cover of Rolling Stone. All, the picture is almost as if he posed for it, even though we know he didn't. They must have used an old picture. But he's on the cover of Rolling Stone. Not that they're idolizing him, but supporters of Dakar Tsarnaev are probably looking at it as, wow, look at that. You know, he's being idolized on Rolling Stone. Now, Rolling Stone magazine is already getting fire, drawing fire for putting him on its cover. I guess the reason why, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why people have a problem with this. But how I look at it is, you do something horrific. You cause multiple murders and injuries. You could become famous. And you could land a cover of a magazine. Now, for somebody like me and you, okay, I think we're too intelligent to be drawn to something like that and to see the advantage of doing something horrific and horrible. But keep in mind, these people that you have no idea that are planning mass attacks and mass homicides, one of the incentives is the fame, is the notoriety. Right? Even if they get killed, their name being put down in history. No one's ever going to forget the name Lee Harvey Oswald. No one's going to forget John Hinckley Jr. No one's going to forget James Holmes, Adam Lanza, Charles Manson. All right. Sometimes the criminal doesn't want fame like, oh, I got a guest appearance on Glee. They want historical notoriety. So the picture on Rolling Stone, I guess, according to Fox News, accompanies a story titled Jahar's World, shows the accused murderer, as I'm reading this, you know, he's got his, it's when his hair was longer, curly, got a little scruff of a goatee, etc. And I guess people are kind of comparing it to the pose, like Jim Morrison's, you know, the Doors, from the Doors, his type of, you know, royal type of pose. But they say it could send a dangerous message to Tsarnaev's supporters. If they want to be famous, kill somebody, according to Northeastern University criminologist Jack Levin, told MyFoxBoston.com. Now, apparently this is supposed to hit the newsstands on Friday. And the headline says, The Bomber. So it has interviews with childhood friends, teachers, law enforcement agents, etc. And I guess it promises to reveal how a popular, promising student was failed by his family, fell into radical Islam, and became a monster. Okay, well then fine, make a book. Make a book, but don't give him a cover of a magazine, especially with a fairly decent shot. Really, they couldn't find a worse picture. You know, there's already people out there saying the kid looks hot. Are you kidding me? There was a woman who had been interviewed because she's in love with James Holmes, the Aurora, Colorado shooter, saying he's so sexy. She thinks what he did was wrong, but she's so immensely attracted to him. What I think media outlets need to realize is that there's idiots out there. And these idiots, looking at a cover of a Rolling Stone magazine, and seeing how a criminal act could launch you into fame that takes decades of people with actual talent to achieve, could give people the wrong idea. All right? Rolling Stone has not commented publicly on the decision, according to Fox News, to put Tsarnaev on the cover. Now, I mean, recent people who have been on the cover of Rolling Stone would be like Johnny Depp, Rihanna, Justin Bieber, etc. I know some of you are groaning with Justin Bieber, but you know what? He's got some fans out there. You know what? I don't think they'll ever put Dr. Dolly on Rolling Stone. You know, I do, you know, bring up Rolling Stone a lot. You know, Rolling Stone gathers no moss. I talk about Rolling Stones on the show. I don't think that means I'm going to be able to be on the cover of Rolling Stone. Okay? I think you have to, I don't know what you have to do to be on the cover. Yeah, but I'm not even going to think about it. All right, so, I don't know if I'm going to continue on with the story because I'd like to move on, but it'll be interesting to see what happens with the backlash of that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, Chris Reynolds, okay, is a regular PayPal customer. And according to Mail Online, he spends really no more than $100 a month. Okay, so he has a little budget, PayPal. Some of us do that. We sell some things on eBay, or we sell some things through PayPal. We have PayPal, and then we buy things with PayPal. Very easy to have a small budget. All right, but the 56-year-old decided to check his balance, and he almost fell back in his chair when he found that his balance was a whopping 92,233,728,547,800. He was interviewed by Philadelphia Daily News. He said, I'm just feeling like $1 million. At first, I thought I owned quadrillions. Now, he actually owns a PR company, I guess called Reynolds Inc. They've been using PayPal for 10 years, uses it to buy and sell items on eBay, you see, and vintage car parts. He said he is overcome with shock, logged onto the PayPal site, and then his balance was listed as zero. But it has not stopped him from imagining what he could do with the money. Now, would you guys, if you had noticed $92 quadrillion in your account, okay, would you have tried to quickly spend it before PayPal took it off? I wouldn't. I'm too careful because I would think that somebody would realize it was an error and want it back. You know, I mean, now that everything is computerized, we're being watched, phones recorded. I believe our computers, even if the camera isn't on, is watching us and recording us and checking us out, which is why I always wear a turtleneck, you know, because I don't want anybody trying to check out the puppies. And so I wouldn't. I wouldn't spend it. Now, there have been some mistakes online before. I told you years ago, my husband had wanted a little one of these little GPS things to put in the car. It was when the first GPS first came out. Usually there were multiple hundreds of dollars. Well, I think there was some strange sale, or he thought it was a sale, where it was like $49, et cetera. Okay, so he's like, well, it can't be right, but I mean, it's, you know, he hit it, it went to checkout, and he's like, well, maybe they're overstocked, maybe a new brand of GPS is coming, and obviously there were, so maybe they're trying to sell overstock. So he buys it. And then I think within minutes, you know, what had happened is he had told his brother and he had told his friends, going, you're not going to believe this. You know, the GPSs we've been holding off buying because they're so expensive. I guess they're like $49.95 or something. So by the time other people went to the site, they said, no, it's changed back. It looks like it's a higher price again. So he goes back and he goes, whoa, that must have been a mistake. So, you know, he calls the company and says, you know, look, before you charge my credit card, the extra balance, take it back. I'd be like, no, we'll give it to you. It was our mistake. So he was a pretty happy boy. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly. We'll be right back.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free.
Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.